viene spallato via, Oba, acrobazia, via, Regal, Regal!
Lomu! The America's Cup is now New Zealand's Cup!
Eccolo il cross, e adesso vinto!
My favourite sport is rugby. Love watching the All Blacks play.
Who cares? Tiddlywinks Championships is played over...
All over New Zealand, people are at their transistor radios cheering.
He works to take it! He's got it!
And I suppose you don't get to this level if you can't handle those kind of situations.
We're going to fall an underarm. We haven't believed it.
New Zealand!
Ugh, there are a lot of sports. So many sports.
It's true, there are a lot of sports, but the biggest sport at the minute, rugby.
Oh, very much so, very much so. Me old man.
G'day, mate, what's going on?
I'll tell you what, rugby is... Oh, well, I'm just over here in Japan for a bit of rugby.
Rugby's alive and well in Japan.
Having a whale of a time. Very much so. I think the Japanese had a couple of big wins, and I think something like 60 million people tuned into that second one. So, it's kind of a bit of an awakening here for the Japanese. But yeah,
well, they're getting exactly what they wanted then, I guess.
Wild, isn't it?
Now,
right
off the bat, mate, I'm just curious if you have seen John Key at all. Rugby is his favourite sport. He loves watching the All Blacks play.
I've seen a few celebs around, but I haven't actually seen any politicians at all, which is a bit of a relief, I guess.
what was the feeling on the street? Obviously, the All Blacks are out. Did everyone kind of forget that the All Blacks actually play other teams when they have games? Because often what I hear is, oh, the All Blacks are playing this weekend. But we tend to forget that there's another team involved in the rugby game.
Yeah, well, that was definitely the case against England. Actually, the fans were putting on a surprisingly brave face post-match, but I assume there would have been tears once they got back to their hotel and they realised they'd just spent 20 grand on it.
Well, no, I think probably they're going to be in good spirits because at least they're still on holiday. You know, it's like it's not like a real rugby loss when you lose at home and then you just got to go to work on Monday, you know?
Yeah, it's not like there's nothing to do in Tokyo.
This is true. Hey, whereabouts are you situated right now in Tokyo?
I'm still in bed. I was lucky enough to catch up with our executive chairman last night.
Oh, fabulous.
And bundled him into a taxi off to the airport, and I'm a little worse for wear as a result. It's kind of... I'm backing up on about 12 days in a row of partying, so, yeah.
Okay.
Not too bad.
But you're also getting through some pretty cute content. You've gone to a hedgehog cafe, you've gone to a maid cafe. I implore everyone to go watch these, Sam Smith reports. Very, very, very interesting. It's what a zany place.
It's incredibly zany, and one place we haven't been able to shoot at yet, which we'd like to, is a scat bar, where there's a glass ceiling, and every 15 minutes, a chick comes out, takes and kills off a nice shit, a dude comes and cleans it up,
what?
And then the next chick comes out, takes another shit.
Above you, or I don't understand?
Yeah, this is a glass ceiling.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty next level shit over here.
That feels like sort of slip down a couple of flights of stairs to the underground of Japan.
Well, actually, yeah, that's a pretty rabbit hole kind of place in general,
right?
But they do have them on a strict almond diet, so the turds kill out like a soft serve.
I'm gonna have to try that out on myself.
I'm not joking.
How?
Yeah, just for shits and giggles, right?
Oh man! Oh wow! What's
yeah,
the?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if we'll be able to film in there, but
I bet you a few of the All Blacks are probably slipping in there. Now they've got like kind of a little bit of time off. Maybe it was a calculated play to have fun in Japan. Now, that's going to be the thing. Just spot the All Blacks that's hammered at a bar in Japan now, really, isn't it?
Even ex All Blacks, so I'd say you'll probably run into Dan Carter at a few joints like that.
Hey, he deserves it. All right.
I'm trying to get Mertz on board for a trying to get Murden to meet me at a Love Hotel so we can watch Dan Carter's next latest propaganda film.
About his life, or?
Is Dan Carter a perfect 10? I don't know if you've seen the trailer, but it looks like it's full of shit.
DC. Yes.
Yeah, man.
Right, but overall, it's been a stellar time, is it?
It's been insane, and if you haven't been to Japan, anyone out there, definitely put it on your travel list. Give yourself plenty of time as well.
What's kind of the Japanese number one sport? Like, what's their go-to?
Well, it was baseball for a while, but sort of football's pretty big, and basketball's pretty big as well.
Okay.
They like a strong team, so kind of...
power.
All Blacks are popular here because they often win and that sort of thing. So they'll follow a successful sporting franchise is what they're into.
No, fair enough. Back a winner. Makes
it
sense.
Doesn't really matter what. Makes sense.
So who's in the final then? South Africa playing England?
We've got England. South Africa is the repeat of 2007, and I think the England will be much too strong for the Blacks.
Okay.
I'm kind of hoping that, but it's kind of one of those games, England v South Africa, where you really want both teams to lose. And because it's a knockout game, someone has to win, unfortunately.
So we're going to
have a draw.
Go for the ref, sort of thing.
Yeah, maybe just pray for a lot of weird contentious calls and try and get a bit of match fixing done.
Okay, mate.
Well, bets on. We'll see what happens.
We will watch your internets with great gusto and apprehension as to what you come up with next, mate. And we'll, when you get back to Aotearoa, let us know.
We'll do it.
Cheers,
mate.
We'll
see you at band practice in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, righto. Take it easy out there, mate. Travel safe. Go to rugby. Rugby, rugby, rugby.
Rugby, rugby, rugby. It's
still rugby all the time. Sí, no. El balón le cae a Toto, intenta controlarlo dentro del área. La pelota para Leo Messi. Vamos, Leo. La juega en corto. El disparo de Andrés.
Kick it. Don't fucking pass it. So many sports.